time. Go with the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. It's Dominic Cortez and a very special show for you today as we talk about careers in the trades. Parents, gather your young folk round the radio. Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. Just a heads up, we may be interrupted at any moment with breaking news. Mike Baggerman is standing by to update us on any updates that come from the networks on the election. So stay tuned to News Radio, of course, throughout the day for news updates. But in the meantime, a special show for you today as we talk about careers in the trades. We do this from time to time, and I think it's an important subject, and we brought forth some great people to help convey the value of the trades as a worthy profession. Let me start by introducing Dennis Mayer. Dennis is from the UB School of Architecture and started an organization called the Society for the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So you've got an interesting perspective in that you come from higher education. And you've realized through that process of educating architectural students that there was a real gap in the common abilities that most people had when they went to some kind of trade training in high school.
I think that I'm coming at it from an interesting perspective because I'm in between worlds. I work with a lot of university students, but then I also work with people who have maybe didn't graduate high school. And the program, the soccer program, actually serves as an important link. It's connecting people mm-hmm. around the singular issue of building things.
There you go. So we're going to get into what SACRA is all about after we set the stage and introducing all of our guests. On the live line, is it the top line, Jerry? Okay. On the live line, we've got David Greco. David is from Potter Road in the Bosie School, Potter Road Vocational, and we've adopted Potter Road as our site for the opening segments of Hammer Time TV. And David teaches carpentry there, and they actually are involved with building a home for the children, the students to learn from. And in most cases, the home is then sold and is actually placed on a lot, which is a great way of getting practical carpentry experience. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. And you see things. I'm great, thanks. You see things from the perspective of the high schoolers' point of view. And I think a lot of BOCES-level students are kind of placed in BOCES programs because they don't fit into mainstream education.
Yeah, we do see that. And then we also see some students that, you know, are placed and they make a career out of it.
Mm-hmm. So I think you've invited some students to be on air with us today, so we're going to be talking with them too. And the whole point we want to try to get across here is that there is definitely a worthy direction for young people to pursue that is not geared towards the cost of higher education. And to that end, we've invited another important guest, and that's an employee of ours, Tyler Samer. Tyler and I met here at WBEN. He was a producer of Hammer Time Radio. And, you know, he was working at the time for a demolition contractor, and he was trying to pay off, he still is trying to pay off, a substantial student loan debt. Tyler, tell us about what drove you to go to higher education.
Morning, Dominic.
Morning.
So it had been a desire of mine from an early age to pursue what I enjoyed, and that being history. That's what drove me to first a undergraduate and then a graduate degree in that program.
What kind of debt are you carrying?
North of 80, but under 100.
Mm-hmm. I think when we first met, it was around 100.
Yeah, I've chipped away quite a bit. Mm-hmm. fantastic program, fantastic school. At the end of it, realized that I did not want to pursue a PhD track. And I wish it was something I figured out 2 years before that. However, if I had not, I would have never worked here, and we would have never met.
Yeah, that's true. I guess so, serendipity does ring true.
Yeah.
However, to have saved you from that debt would have been another big plus.
Absolutely.
So after you went through schooling and accrued the debt, you started working in the trades, mm-hmm. right, for a demolition contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started doing mostly demolition, minor framing and things like that, and was also working here at the time, Saturdays and Sundays, so I was working 7 days a week, and I loved both jobs, but at a point, you know, we talked, and you're like, well, why don't you come work for me?
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, I have to think about that, and after about a month, the decision was made in my mind, and it was, I mean, bore out to be the correct decision.
And it's not that you're not using your higher education.
Oh, no, not at all. It's unbelievably invaluable when attempting to learn a trade or any specific skill set to have the ability to learn, because most of what higher education is teaching you creative problem solving and more creative ways to mm-hmm. absorb information and then use it in a useful manner. And when you're talking about carpentry, plumbing, electrical, anything like that, that is invaluable, because mm-hmm. I found it very easy to both acquire, and I would never claim to be a master at everything, but to master a few skills in a very short amount of time, and that was very beneficial.
Talk about your role now in our company, and really, again, you really are still using your education, plus then on top of that, you are become a bit of an expert yourself on, you know, the parts of a house and how things get put together, so you can talk very intelligently to a customer.
Yes, thank you. And then about a year and a half ago, I moved into the office. There was an opening, and, you know, you're kind enough to present with me with the opportunity to move into the office, and I've been doing sales and design since.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a direct application of the skills learned in the field. So I would never say that anything I've done has gone to waste.
Mm-hmm.
It's just finding, if you're looking for one specific thing, correct, am I teaching anything in history right now? No. However, the associated skills that come along with it have been invaluable in helping me to get to where I am now.
Okay. Dennis, where do you see the disconnect first occurring in education? Is it at home with parents, or is it, or in the schools with the teachers encouraging all students to go to a four-year track for a degree?
I think it has to do with recognizing that everybody learns differently, and that young people are growing into themselves, and we have to try to understand where they are. And I'm a big believer in experiential education, experiential learning. And we have so many people coming to us in the soccer program that would say to us, I don't excel in a classroom. I'm not a classroom person. You know, I'm bored, or I can't focus. And then they're with us, and they're so engaged because they're doing stuff all the time.
But even from the perspective of what you mentioned already, that some people don't even know how to hold a hammer or how to hold a tool or how to work that. Even that simple practical knowledge mm-hmm. can be something that could parlay you through your lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. I like to think about it as the skills that will never be taken away from you. And I work with, as earlier I was saying, I work with some university students who once they realize that there's a part of themselves that's been disconnected. And part of what we're doing with the soccer program is finding ways to get people in touch with aspects of themselves and the world that they have totally ignored or aren't even aware of.
It's like an awakening.
Yes, exactly.
Now, David, you see the students from the perspective, as I mentioned already, that they seem like they don't really fit into mainstream education, and they come to Potter Road because they were told maybe they would fit into a career in the trades. So you've got to overcome a little bit of a negative stigma, I think, in the students' minds of what they think of themselves. Isn't that true?
Yes, we do. We kind of have to show them that there are possibilities, and working in the trades is a future, and it is a career, and you can make good money in it, and you don't have to go to college. So we do have to overcome that stigma and kind of overcome that, and also show the parents the possibilities. Some of the parents are still pushing for the college degrees, and you know, sending their student or sending their child on that track. So we do have to tell the students that and kind of show them all the possibilities and what they can do and where they can become.
When we come back, we're going to be speaking with a couple students of David's that have gone through the Potter Road Vocational School track. And we'll learn more about Dennis Mayer's program, the Society for the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts. And we'd like to have you participate in the program as well by picking up the phone and giving us your comments about this important subject at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, it's toll-free at 1-800-616-WBEN. Broadcasting on Facebook Live as well. You can find us at the WBEN Facebook page and write your question in there as well. And Jerry Craig will read that for us. And you can always email me, too, during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. And check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there, our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line for your kitchen cabinets and outdoor kitchens, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our small projects division, all there at our website, cortese.net, along with updates on the world headquarters coming up. Boy, what a lot of activity we've had this week, huh, Tyler, on the new building? Yeah, we have a shell and a frame now, and the windows are going in today. So when we talk about the Marvin windows later on the program in the Big L commercial, we'll actually be able to send you now to our site at 9074 Main Street to see them being installed as of today. So check that out. You can see it all at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel north on Transit Road to the Clarence side and say good morning to my cumbati, Gabriel Maddalena. He's the manager of the Lakeshore branch there on Transit Road in Clarence. Hey, Gabe.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent. Sun is shining in beautiful Clarence, and weather can't be any better.
There you go. And there isn't any better bank to direct our listening audience to than to Lakeshore Bank. For almost 130 years, they've been putting people first with exceptional products, but more than that, Gabe, it's the people.
You got that right, Dominic. Our branches are staffed with the nicest people. They're well knowledgeable. They know their bank products and services, and Lakeshore does a great job with making sure that we're all up to date with everything, with all the changes going on in the banking world, including having some of the greatest products like our health savings accounts. With open enrollment season right now, no better time to get in touch with Lakeshore representative and talk to us or come to us or let us bring it to our attention about our health savings accounts and how great it is. Mm-hmm. Not only do we offer free product on our health savings account, but the debit card is free, checks are free, and we also have a great interest rate on them.
All right. And of course, talking about great interest rates, we can't let you go without highlighting what we've been talking about for several months now, the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with zero cost associated with it.
Definitely, Dominic. 2.5% fixed for 12 months, no closing costs. You can use the home equity pretty much for anything. And with weather this nice, why not start a home equity project outside right now?
There you go. Okay, so Gabriel is in the Clarence branch, and there's five branches in Erie County. Gabe, the phone number there at the Clarence branch?
688-6114.
Repeat that for us.
688-6114.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore. Get the benefit of Blue with Medicare Advantage plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The benefit of affordable plans. Starting at just $0 a month, our PPO and HMO plans let you receive care nearly whenever, wherever, and however you may need it. The benefit of getting more. Every Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan comes with our exclusive Blue Total Health package covering dental, vision, hearing, and more. The benefit of support. From our Blue Benefit Consultants to our exclusive Blue Concierge service team, you will have the support you deserve from trusted local experts. Get the benefit of the health plan that's close to home and can take you wherever you want to go. That's the benefit of Blue. Talk to a Blue benefit consultant or set up a meeting today. Call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
Hey, it's Bowerly. As someone who connects with local business owners every day, I get it. It's been a tough year, and you might be in a tough spot. You need to get the word out about your business, and you want the best deal possible. At WBEN, we want to help, so for a limited time, our station is offering some of the lowest advertising rates of the year. Lock in these rates. Plan for 2021 and save some serious money getting your message out. Call 843-0626 to learn more. That's 843-0626.
This year, more than ever, our perspective on the holidays is on our community. Show your support by supporting your friends, family, and neighbors this season. Keep it hometown for the holidays by purchasing gifts, planning menus, and festivities with local businesses. And visit WBEN.com to offer your greetings to family and friends. Hometown for the Holidays is supported by Gullo's Nursery in Hamburg and Andrews Jewelers in Williamsville.
2020 has been an unusual year. Every day brings just a little more uncertainty. Need to take a break? Turn on Star 102.5 for nonstop Christmas music 24/7. For 20 years, Star 102.5 has been Buffalo's Christmas station. Tell your friends and your family that Buffalo's Christmas music station is back.
It's the most wonderful time.
It's Star 102.5.
Donating plasma pays. Earn up to $800 per month giving life-saving plasma at Prometic Plasma Resources. Donate up to 8 times a month, help others, and maximize your reward. Your plasma could be the key to creating biotherapies that could improve or save lives. And if you're a first responder or healthcare worker, you'll earn an extra $10 for every donation. When you take care of others, Prometic Plasma Resources takes care of you. Start earning money for your plasma donations. Call 888-4-PPR-USA today.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, how about a new garage door? Yeah, increase your home's curb appeal and save energy too. How about also step two, a new garage floor like I have, Gorilla Garage Gear. And that's step three, organizing your garage. So three easy steps and discounts all along the way. Step one, new door, $100 savings. Step two, if you buy a new door and get the floor booked for the spring, you'll save $300. And if you do all three, new door, new floor, and organizing equipment, you'll save a whopping $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, GorillaGarageGear.com. They've got everything you need for your garage in three easy steps. 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Gorilla Garage Gear, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
10:25 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with some special guests today, starting with Tyler Samer. He's a sales executive at Cortez Construction. Dennis Mayer from the UB School of Architecture and founder of the SACRA program, the Society for the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts. Dennis Greco from the Potter Road Vocational School, teaching the carpentry program there. And new to us now, we have a student from Potter Road, and his name is Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Dominic.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What year are you in?
21.
Okay, so you're graduating this coming year. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a junior, you'll be, or you are a senior now?
Oh, I'm a senior now.
Oh, you're a senior. Okay, got it. So you're in the Potter Road Carpentry program. What do you think of the program?
I like it. I like the hands-on feature of it. Get to build a house.
Yeah. How did you end up in the program? Did you not like regular school, or did you? Were you just interested and drawn into carpentry?
I was always interested in building stuff around the house and saw the Potter program and decided to do that.
Did you do that on your own, or did your parents encourage you to do it?
No, I did on my own.
Good for you. See, this is fact right here is probably at the pinnacle of the issue. Is a young person typically, I don't think, would have the confidence to identify their own abilities at a young age. David, do you see that?
Yeah, we do see that. We see that the students aren't too sure where they want to go and what aspect and what the options are for them.
So what's your aspirations, Chris? What do you want to do after you graduate next year?
I've been looking at a college or just going right into the work area.
So I think, you know, again, there's not necessarily trying to bash going on to college, but I think the idea of having a practical skill and applying that with a college degree could parlay you into a higher level once you perhaps consider entering the trades as a profession.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. Now, Dennis, you're sitting kind of in a very precarious position with higher education, teaching students architecture, and yet trying to recruit people into the trades from a basic skills perspective. It's got to be a very interesting dichotomy that you live in.
I'm super interested in creating an environment where different people can share skills and knowledge from the place that they're coming from. So, I'm more of like, we're kind of a collector condenser. Mm-hmm. And so, we find that the university students, they'll learn so much from being around people who are coming in with us full time to learn trade skills and vice versa.
Now, we have to hit the bottom of the hour break on time because of the update from ABC News. But in the time we have, which is a little over a minute, give us the origins of SACRA.
So the idea is very simple. It's a 12-week construction skills training program, high focus in carpentry and woodworking, and we're aiming to provide skills to those who are underemployed or unemployed, pathways to employment upon completion of the program. So the whole program is hands-on. It's building every day with some of the leading experts and tradespeople in Western New York who come in to deliver special workshops under the guidance of or the supervision of a lead instructor and a team of amazing instructors and volunteers who are part of it.
And you've had a very good success rate in placement, I've heard.
Right now, we're in the sixth cohort, and we had about 80% placement, so we're doing quite well. We're happy with that. And we work out of the old Immaculate Conception Church, which is a huge 10,000-square-foot facility, so we build projects inside the building. So the whole space is like a learning environment, very immersive, experiential, and you're surrounded by construction excellence all around you.
And you've got a very unique and artistic eye yourself. I've seen a lot of your handiwork in the building. It's very creative.
Well, I think that the design is really about creative problem solving. So we try to involve the students, expose them to appreciate the built environment, look at what's around them, and think creatively about the world that they live in.
More with Dennis Mayer, Tyler Samer, David Greco after the bottom of the hour news break with Michael Baggerman. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, it's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top stories for this Saturday, November 7th. Former Vice President Joe Biden is on the verge of declaring victory in the presidential election. He currently leads President Trump in the Electoral College and only needs one more state to win in order to become president-elect. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada are the states remaining, but there are legal challenges to this. Let's go to ABC with that.
Your voice, your vote. The nation awaits projections in states like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada that could make Joe Biden the next president of the United States. He's in the lead in all of those states as vote counting continues. This morning, President Trump tweeted allegations of voting irregularities, and Twitter flagged all of those tweets as potentially misleading. Meanwhile, ABC's Matt Gutman in Nevada says Republican efforts in court there are coming up short.
The Nevada GOP filed a lawsuit against Clark County, a Democratic bastion, demanding that it halt immediately the use of its signature verification machines. It wanted every ballot counted by hand. It also wanted Republican observers to be able to hear every word that a poll worker says. That's how close they want it to get. The judge asked at what point does this get ridiculous? He tossed the lawsuit out.
ABC can project a runoff in the second Georgia Senate race between incumbent Republican David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff. That'll be held in January. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And earlier this morning, the president sent out another tweet that there will be a, quote, big press conference in Philadelphia at Four Seasons Total Landscaping. That news conference will take place 1 hour from now. Locally, Governor Andrew Cuomo said it would be reckless to reopen Bills Stadium amid Western New York's high coronavirus rates. The five counties representing the region had a positive test rate of nearly 3% yesterday, mainly due to the high numbers in Erie County. In fact, not too long ago, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz said that after tabulating all of the data from the Department of Health yesterday, more than 400 people in Erie County were diagnosed with coronavirus. It marks the most people diagnosed in this pandemic. There are now plans for a micro cluster strategy to be unveiled in the region. That'll take place on Monday. Governor Cuomo will have that announcement then. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Sunny and mild today with a high of 72 degrees. Tonight, clear and comfortably cool, a low of 50. Tomorrow continues to be mild with plenty of sunshine, a high of 66. And the warm weather continues on into Monday as well. A few clouds then, high of 73. It's currently 61 in Buffalo. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
So if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware, loads of different styles and colors. Hey, add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into the showroom. It's in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And while you're there, talk to Mark about COVID glass. He makes that for you. He's got 36 by 24 sizes with pass-throughs, and they're discounted for our Hammer Time radio audience. That's Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Total payment offer cannot exceed $1,000. Must mention ad to receive offer. Prior says excluded. Call for details.
The Pecoraro family from Riverfront Auto Sales are excited that Thanksgiving season is here, and they want to say thank you, Buffalo, for all the years of business with an offer you'll be thankful for. So if you're shopping for a vehicle right now, listen up, because owner Marty Sr. at Riverfront has a phenomenal offer. If you buy a vehicle from Riverfront by November 30th, they'll take care of your first three payments. You heard right. Buy from Riverfront now, and there are no payments till March of 2021. You can enjoy your turkey dinner with a beautiful pre-owned vehicle in your driveway, and peace of mind knowing you don't have a car payment till March of next year. There's no turkeying around at Riverfront. Again, buy at Riverfront, and Riverfront will say thank you, Buffalo, by taking care of your first three payments. Call to find more at 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales. Wow!
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again, and now we're making it affordable again. Come out and test drive on one of our outstanding selection of recliners. We have small lady-sized recliners, large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and even a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. But let's say you find the perfect chair and wonder if it's available at a lower price online. That's not an issue at Town & Country Furniture. We price match Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Check out our two-sided mattresses that last twice as long as others. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Making America comfortable and affordable again.
Spending 15 minutes to save on your car insurance sounds like a chore? I've got some great news for you. Hi, I'm Mike Spirazza from the Financial Guys Insurance Agency. With access to over 22 insurance companies, we'll do something the national companies don't. We'll shop around so you don't have to. We'll find you the best coverage that fits you and your family at the right price. And are you ready for this? We'll do it in just 14 minutes. Call today for a free quote at 633-1515. That's 633-1515.
Right on, right on,
right on the money.
Hi, I'm Garrett Smith, president of WNY Snow Removal. We know this year has been especially difficult for many Western New York families. That's why we've teamed up with T-Mobile to give five families in our area free snow plowing service this winter season. To enter for your chance to win, or to nominate someone you know in need, please visit WNYSnowRemoval.com. There's no purchase necessary. Winners will be chosen November 13th, 2020.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here. You know, people call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So, whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and done right. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. When you call, they'll schedule you a free estimate. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
10:38 is the time on WBEN. Dominic Cortese in studio with special guests, Tyler Samer from Cortese Construction, Dennis Mayer from the SACRA program, David Greco from the Powder Road Vocational School, and Chris, one of his students, both of them on the live line, Tyler and Dennis in studio. And we're talking about careers in the trades. And during the commercial, David, Dennis mentioned that you know, maybe you and him need to talk about creating a relationship where the students might have a path after high school to go visit with Dennis.
Well, I think it'd be great to host some of the students that are over at the BOCES program and have them come over and see what we're doing. And, you know, definitely we're interested in making bridges. So
explain what the dynamics of that and how you think that's a natural progression. Leaving high school, they've got the practical entry level knowledge that they've learned by applying the trade skills there. What are they going to learn as a next step from you?
Well, first I'd say that we work with a lot of young people between age 18 and 26, and they just don't know what exactly they want to do. I think that's absolutely fine. You know, that's totally normal. So, we can provide exposure to different careers in the trades, and then we work in a hands-on way. So everything we do is experiential. It's in the world. It's built. It's real. And, you know, it's also providing forays or introductions to all different kinds of trades that are in the orbit of what we're doing.
Here's a question for David and for Tyler. Let's start with David. Do you find that some students have more manual dexterity than others?
Sure. There's some students that have the natural ability, and there's some students that in certain areas they have to work harder for.
Mm-hmm.
You see some students that just see projects and they can see the ending goal or the ending task. And other students, it takes a little bit of practice and a little bit more working to get to that end.
Now, it sounds like Chris had a penchant and an interest from a young age. Have you always been good with your hands, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, that seems like, you know, it's either something that's not been properly uncovered in a person's ability because it's been downplayed, or, you know, they're a student or a young person doesn't feel that's an important direction for them to pursue. Now, how about you, Tyler? How did you fit into that spectrum?
I love building things and putting things together from when I was as early as I can remember in my childhood.
So you had a builder's mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just, you know, watching my dad do a lot of stuff around the house and just, you know, always just watching and wanting to be part of it. I'm drawn to tools. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
If I see a tool, like I want to know how to use it. I want to know what its function is.
So knowing that, rewinding the tape to high school days, mm-hmm. Where do you think you made the step in, I'm not going to say the wrong direction, but in the direction that you ended up going?
I went to a, you know, a preparatory school for high school, and there was never really any even thought in my mind as to what, that there would be possibly a life after high school without college.
So you were in that train of thought that it was an automatic.
Correct.
Yeah. Which I think a lot of people are, in that same mindset.
And especially a lot of people my age. I'm 31, almost 32 years old, and people my age and slightly older, and there seems to be more discussion and more talk around not necessarily needing college. That was never even approached when I was a kid. And not saying, you know, through my parents or anything like that, but just societally, that was not something that was discussed.
Well, the loss of the hands-on ability, you know, in everyone's household is a really a big factor. Mm-hmm. You know, we see it with our customers.
Yeah.
And you must see it with the architecture students as well.
No, we see it all the time. And one of the good things at UB is that there are a lot of students who are interested in hands-on kind of material experiments. So we have a big workshop there too.
Don't you think that's an invaluable connection for an architect?
Absolutely. You got to have that. And we find that a lot of architecture students, you know, they want to come and get their hands dirty and understand how things go together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 803-0930. We have a Hutch Tech grad on the phone line calling us, John from Grand Island. Good morning, John. You're on WEN.
Good morning. I'm much older than all of you gentlemen there, needless to say. But I went to Hutch Tech because I wanted to become an architect. And on graduation, I decided to go on to Above State in their technology program. Along the way, I did my student teaching. I loved it so much that I got into that field, taught for 35 years. But I taught graphic communications. I taught woodworking. I taught residential wiring. I taught all the different aspects to allow you to do the kind of thing I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I designed from scratch and built a 40-by-60 building for my father for his business, where I was actually able to. He wanted an unencumbered area, so no poles, no anything in between.
Uh-huh.
Designed trusses and built the trusses and built a building. I then went on to build another 24-by-40 for myself. I then bought a 1,600 square foot house. It's now 3,300 square feet. Redesigning and doing everything myself and building it the way I wanted it. And I can't stress enough the satisfaction that any young person could have by going through any kind of a program like that, where they can do and build for themselves and then stand back and say, I did that. I'm proud of it.
You know, again, this is what we just said. This ability to work with your hands, it can be something that you use occasionally, or you make it a vocation. And in your case, you did both, and you've benefited now by having not only that ability to make a career out of it, but also practically benefit from it by maximizing your sweat equity on the projects you're involved with.
And you also mentioned, John, a very important thing, and it the fact that we live so much now in an era of people seeking gratification and people seeking positive reinforcement in certain ways, whether it's on social media or in the things that they interact with or what have you. There is no better feeling in the world than building something, looking at it, and mm-hmm. just looking at it over and over and over mm-hmm. again, and you're just smiling. It's like, I built that.
You know,
I did that.
From where I sit, and I see things from the perspective of design, and then the men take it from there and build it, and then I see it when it's done, and I miss that gratification component that the men in the field have. And I appreciate their perspective of how rewarding it must be to go through the process of being involved with the hands-on and saying, I built that, as you've said. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's so rewarding, and it's very fulfilling.
Well, when you can incorporate the fact that you can design it yourself and then build it yourself is double rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
More friends who call me or have called me over the years, I'm in my 80s, but I'm still building. In fact, I have to go out the driveway today. But they call me and say, how would you do this?
Yeah.
Who are that?
Yeah. So you become a resource. You become the expert. And the only downside is you get your free time consumed by people mm-hmm. asking you to help them all the time.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
So gratifying.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for sharing your experience and your life with us, John.
You're very welcome.
Okay. There's a good story there. That's exactly what our point is, you know, the rewarding side of it, very fulfilling, and could be very also income-wise very fulfilling too.
Absolutely.
Tyler can talk along with me on what we're having to pay skilled people right now, especially in post-COVID Well, we're not out of it yet, but in this area that we're in right now with the pandemic still haunting us, we're actually busier than we ever have, and we're hiring more people, and it's been a challenge to find good people.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been unbelievably blessed recently with, you know, the people that have come through the door for us, and it's, you know, it is a blessing because it's a wonderful job, and the nicest thing about it is, especially in this now COVID era working from home world, if you're somebody who could never envision yourself sitting at home staring at a computer screen for 8 hours a day, you know what's a great way to get out of the house, and you're always going to be out of the house? A trade.
Yeah, exactly. That's
you're going to be way somewhere different all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people working from home and being, that's fine. If you like it, you like it. But if you're like me or like a lot of people, you need to get out of the house. You need to be interacting with people. And you get, that's the other thing. How many people you get to meet? You get to meet people from every walk of life, hear stories that you would never hear otherwise. Mm-hmm. And it helps you become a more well-rounded person as a whole.
Right. Yeah, we're in a lot of people's homes. We see how mm-hmm. people live. We see different cultures. We learn different experiences just by being with our customers.
Absolutely.
803-0930, share your stories with us too, or have your young person call in and give us a testimony as to what they're going to do with their life after high school. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Another interesting way of looking at this is those of us that kind of fell into the trades. You know, it wasn't something necessarily that we had as an aspiration. And here we are talking about careers in the trades. I'm in that mix. Believe it or not, I grew up in a family business, but it wasn't my dream to do what I ended up doing. And, you know, Tyler kind of in the same boat. And then this gentleman, too, you know, kind of backstepped into the trades, too, but has done quite well for himself. And that's Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. He's become the quintessential expert on indoor air quality. And when we talk about indoor air, it's so important that you breathe clean indoor air. And Indoor Air Professionals can assure you of that through a couple of things that they do, including the patented column duct cleaning system. This this mechanical operation blasts all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and with negative pressure, they suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. In addition to that, they offer you the high-capacity dehumidifiers and medical-grade air purifiers. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that. And yes, 30 years ago, all I knew is I'd go to a thermostat to call for hot or cold. I had no idea that there was indoor air quality, you know, that it even existed. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and then I guess a whole other segment of the population became aware of it around March of this year with COVID.
There you go.
So we've been fighting the unseen enemy for 29 years now. And, you know, so I would just want to relate to your conversation. Our technicians are amazing, and what we've done is share our raving fans. So when I say raving fans, these are people that use our service or our medical-grade air purifiers or high-capacity dehumidifiers, and they get off allergy medication. They get off of breathing apparatus. Mm. This stuff really happens. And when we share that, and then, of course, we reward them for the raving fan reviews that are going up, it really means a lot. It goes a long way, and they're into hearing that. And this is a very specialized trade. I mean, it's that we can't just hire an HVAC guy.
True.
It puts together sheet metal. In fact, it's so specialized that every year when we're running a one-month or more backlog like now, we bring our guys in from San Diego. We have 9 guys that do nothing but clean aircraft carriers.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't bring them in this year because they were too busy.
Wow. So every week, of course, we look forward to your call, and we look forward to the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount. What's it going to be this week?
All right. Well, you're stuck with me answering the phones today, so and I'll be doing that until 3:30, and then got to hit the bike. But at any rate, we have, it's about a 3-week to 4-week backlog, but we do have a priority move-up list if you have special medical needs, which many of our clients and patients do. But for a first-time customer, you get $35 off a duct cleaning. If you're a repeater, I'm going to reach out harder and go $55.
Cause wow.
53,000 of you folks out there somewhere. And then lastly, of course, we have the amazing specials. There's no backlog on our medical-grade air purifiers. Both the portable and the inline ones are $300 off, as well as the high-capacity dehumidifier, $300 off of that as well. So you can reach me.
Okay, 683-3000. That's the number you want to call. 683-3000. You heard the discounts, and only you can get them by calling now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier
with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Forest Lawn is proud to host the annual Erie County American Legion Veterans Day Ceremony. Unfortunately, like so many other events, this in-person, well-attended ceremony can't happen this year. But we must not let Veterans Day pass without honoring the brave men and women who have served and are currently serving our great nation. Therefore, on Veterans Day, Wednesday, November 11th, WBEN will make the pre-recorded official annual Erie County American Legion Veterans Day service available on demand on the WBEN website at radio.com/WBEN. I'm Joseph Dispenza, president of Forest Lawn and a proud son of a late World War II veteran. Please take a few moments out of your day on Veterans Day to listen to this brief ceremony in grateful tribute to our brave and selfless men and women, our American veterans.
Hey, David Bellavia here. I was recently introduced to a local business owner who created an incredible store that I truly appreciate if you shopped at. It's called Made in America Store. Over 10 years ago, Mark Andel opened this Made in America store after losing half of his business to overseas competition and the Great Recession. Focusing on a mission to save and create American jobs, Mark adopted a brand new motto: for country, for soldier, for the American worker, and for our children's future. And it worked. His store locations keep multiplying, and customers rave about it. One word to describe Made in America stores? Awesome. Over 9,000 100% American-made products, and all veterans get 10% off every day of the year. Support local, support our great country, because China is a long drive to work. You can shop the original Made in America store on West Maple Court in Elma, the location in the McKinley Mall, or the all-new store at 6041 Transit Road in Depew. You can also order everything online at madeinamericastore.com.
People are moving to Florida in record numbers. Over 1,000 new residents per day. Buffalo Florida Truck Share is a new full-service door-to-door or curb-to-curb moving company. Buffalo Florida Truck Share is an affordable way to move your stuff at only a fraction of the price of the other guys. Buffalo Florida Truck Share is reliable with fully insured trips every month. Moving to Florida? Call today for your free quote. 242-9749. That's 242-9749. See you in Florida.
People are discovering topical CBD and its benefits at the new CBD Med Center. Many people believe CBD can help with mild, occasional, or temporary pain, anxiety, or sleepless nights. Sign up for a free educational CBD seminar to ask questions and learn all about CBD and how it may benefit you. All seminars are COVID compliant and limited to the first 10 who sign up. Call the CBD Med Center now at 898-2025 or online at cbdmedcenter.com. Sign up now.
Homeowners, it's time to get your furnace prepared for winter. And my friend Scott Murray, president of Reimer Home Services, has a tip for you. Now is the time to get the furnace tuned up. And there's always a Reimer reason for everything they do. Right now, Reimer is offering a special you've got to take advantage of. It's called the Super Tune-Up for your furnace. So what's the Reimer reason for a Super Tune-Up? Well, reason one, you get a thorough cleaning of your furnace, so it works at peak efficiency. Reason two, Reimer's knocking $100 off the Super Tune-Up, regularly $189, now just $89. Reason three, a Reimer Super Tune-Up allows your furnace to run properly. That can save you money, up to 33% off your utility bills. These are just a few Reimer reasons why you should book the $89 Super Tune-Up today. Prepare for winter. Keep your family warm and safe. Call Reimer Home Services, 694-8524. Get your $89 Super Tune-Up, 694-8524.
Cortez, your man for home improvement. So the question came, when are we going to use in the new building? And of course, we didn't think too long because we gave our good friend, the Horbit family, a call, and Bill Sr. put together our package of Marvin Essential Windows. They're all being installed. In fact, today, if you drive by 9074 Main Street in Clarence, you'll see them going in. Good-looking windows, and we're so proud of what they look like, and we know the quality of the product is there too. Yeah, Marvin is a great window, and Big Al, a great company. They've been around for over 45 years, and Bill Horbit Sr. and Bill Horbit Jr., the second and third generations of their company, just like with Cortese Construction, and my three kids is our third generation. We've paralleled each other in business, and we're glad they're part of our Hammer Time family. And if you're thinking about a window replacement or a door replacement, then think no farther than Big L Windows and Doors. They're at 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. BigLWindows.com is the website. The phone number is 895-8484. That's 895-8484. Coincidentally, too, Big L also going through in a big expansion with an addition to their present location. So another parallel in our companies, Big L Windows and Doors, selling you Marvin and Therma-Tru products. And always remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time. Go with the phone.
Well, we've had a fun-filled and fact-filled hour with our special guests this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, and I want to thank all of them for their time. And David Greco, the carpentry instructor from Powder Road Vocational, any closing comments you'd like to make that we perhaps overlooked, David?
Well, thank you very much, Dominic, for getting us involved and also showing the possibilities to the students that are out there. Thanks again for being a partner with us, Dominic.
Absolutely. We're very very honored to be able to be connected to the Powder Road School as our site for Hammer Time TV. And Chris, good luck to you in your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Okay. Tyler, anything you'd like to say before we wrap the show?
No, but thanks for having me on. And I just hope that people, you know, going forward, do never shut the door on a potential life in some sort of trade.
Yeah, exactly. Keeping your options open by learning what your abilities are with your hands. Dennis, you've had a very interesting experience in building Sacra from the ground up, in that you came from higher education. I bet you feel more well-rounded as a result of it.
Absolutely, and I like to believe that the people around us feel more well-rounded too. We've had the opportunity now to do creative projects in the community for other partners that we're involved with, so we're excited now. We're going to be working on a project with the Birchfield Penny Art Museum to build a creative education space. So
not only have you helped educate people in the trades, you've actually parlayed that into community service as well.
Community service, and how great it is that people who are working with us have an opportunity to contribute to a major public project like that. It's fantastic.
Very good. The Society for the Advancement of Construction-Related Arts, you can find that online. You can contact Dennis Mayer, and he can fill you in.
www.assemblyhouse150.org.
There you go. There's the website. Okay, have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been for 32 years, right here on WEN. And in the meantime, remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. This is News Radio 930 WBEN.